When I was in the military and I was serving on ships, we used to darken ship at night, and that meant that all the lights got turned red, because red light doesn't affect, well, for the military, it doesn't. They talked about it not affecting your night vision, but now we know way more about why red light is preferable at night, and it's actually a healing type of light to your body and signals for your body to get ready to go to rest.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Welcome.
Today, I want to share something I thought was really interesting. A few months ago, we did a session, a little 2-3 hour session for a group of about 80 people. And the facilitator asked, what was your greatest stresses? And the majority of the responses were, my kids.
Children, now, if you've got kids or if you don't, the information that we're going to share is relevant, because it's, you know, we're all once a kid. So don't preclude yourself if you don't have kids.
Oh, good point. So the question is, are your children stressing you out in the evening? Because they were stressing us out in the evening. What I was finding is I was getting to the evening times and absolutely not looking forward to the bedtime routine. In fact, I was exhausted and the girls were getting hyped up. And that was so stressful for me for quite a long time.
And we searched for a lot of things. We were looking at, you know, do we force them to try and relax? And
we know that we used to
we
do
know
that, didn't
we know that that doesn't work. Because I mean, just trying to force someone to relax. See how well that works. And we, you know, eventually what we found that works, and you may have heard us talk about this before, but our golden rule to parenting is we take care of our own stuff. So when we started to let go and create space in the evenings and started to create our own evening routine, we noticed that the girls started to follow.
Yeah, so we had an opportunity to teach our children relaxation. Oh my goodness. So there were three key things that I found that were important to finding a relaxing routine in the evening. The first thing was prepping myself first. The second one is setting the environment. And the third one is create routines and rituals within your family that works within the family.
All us as little creatures, we all are creatures of habit, and it's no different with kids. And once you've really established a routine and something that's fun, something that everybody does, then you'll find that the whole household flows into bed nice and smoothly at night.
Oh, so good. So after I got myself ready, I would set the environment. And this is by candles. I mean, it's really important to have low light. So we turned off all our lights. We changed a lot of our lamps from regular light bulbs to red light bulbs to keep it low light. And we just got candles, lots of candles. And I love engaging all five senses. So for me, I love incense or vaporizers. And I've got vaporizers all over the house. And we just use relaxing oils, essential oils we love in our house.
I wasn't as fancy as Angie, and I didn't really think that the whole vaporizing and everything, but it does make a difference. You know, the smells are quite a strong scent. If you don't know that, it's like one of the main senses that activates the brain. It's a really peculiar one, but it does make a difference to have that. The other big factor, and most people are starting to wake up to this now, is artificial light. So light from the lights in your house, lights from you know, TV screens, from phones, from any kind of digital device, is probably the number one disruptor of sleep. And this was a big revelation to us. And you will hear us banging on quite a bit about circadian rhythm and about light and things like that. And it is super important. And we have seen the proof in the pudding with our kids. You know, as Angie mentioned before, just dropping the lights down low. When I was in the military and I was serving on ships, we used to darken ship at night. And that meant that all the lights got turned red, because red light doesn't affect, well, for the military, it doesn't, they talked about it not affecting your night vision, but now we know way more about why red light is preferable at night. It's actually a healing type of light to your body and signals for your body to get ready to go to rest. So, you know, the blue light doesn't. Blue light's like wake you up, and, you know, so if you're looking at screens at night, it's telling your body that wake up, that, you know, and it starts to screw your hormonal system up.
Which it took us years to find this out, because as we're running businesses at home, Shane and I might be working into the evening, you know, the sun's starting to set and we're trying to get last minute stuff done and we're really focused and we don't want to finish and the computers are on and the girls might be watching something, or, you know, mobile devices and screens were on, and we didn't realize that this was causing them to kind of go crazy. And so we started picking up on that early, and we were like, if the girls were going crazy and there was a computer lid up, we're like, all right, shut the lid, tools down, time to go into relaxation.
Because you know how it is, you can, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or a business person and you're running your own business, or even if you're, you know, you've got a career and you've got projects and things that have to be finished, sometimes you'll find yourself working at night, and it's
the worst thing you can do.
There's no way around it. There's no way around it. There is just not. There is the way that we've really been able to find a way around it is to organize our life and our time to make sure that we get most of our important work done in the daylight hours.
Yeah.
And it's doable. We have an extremely busy life, and we've been able to manage it. And in fact, we're not only being able to manage it, but it is so much more peaceful at our house.
Well, when you
we don't have the light on in the evening.
I would say we've aligned our values. So what that means is that we have put our own health, wellness, and sanity ahead of the work that needs to get done. And so we've just gotten really good about getting stuff done in certain time frames, such that we can spend time with our family.
And the biggest thing that we found from this is that when we got into gear with this, the kids followed.
Oh yeah.
And so now we have an established routine where the girls know, you know, they got their five B's.
Six B's of bedtime. That's what I was going to go into. So that's when you start having a look at creating your own rituals and routines for your family. We do have the six B's of bedtime, but just, you know, we notice our children, they love crystals and rocks and stuff like that. So a lot of the times they would be placing them around and playing with them and, you know, these sorts of things. And that was great to help them to relax. So whatever children love to do in the evening that's relaxing and peaceful, do that. For us, we have six B's of bedtime, and the girls know the six B's of bedtime like the back of their hand. And I love this because
they teach all the babysitters the six B's of bedtime.
And yeah. It's beautiful. Okay, so it's bathing, brushing, that's teeth and hair, bathroom, it's going to the toilet, it's breathing, so we do three sighs and one yawn, and that's enough to capture their energy.
Very simple,
and
very
change it to
technique.
Something else. Three sighs and yawn, try it, it's good. And then books, we read books every single night, and I'm reading to them every night religiously. We've got, you know, chapter books that we have been going through. We're like book number 11 of 21 right now, and Eve's now reading to Lila, and Shane will read to the girls. So everybody's reading for each other and to each other. And then, of course, bedtime. So they know that there are certain rituals that happen every evening, and the more that they do it in that order, and at the start we had like a little chart, so we'd be like, what's next? And they'd tick it off. Oh, what's next? And they'd tick it off, until we got to a point where they had it memorized and they knew it, and now they just do it intuitively.
See, modern science now is telling us that your sleep ritual or rituals around sleep should be sacred. And so we're teaching the girls now not only to create their own ritual, but to have something that they can carry on and evolve as they get older as well. So it's a life lesson that you can pass on, that sleep is important, and it's important. What's important about your sleep is that you really set up for sleep and, you know, and get yourself ready. So,
and what we've noticed with working with so many entrepreneurs and business owners and corporates is that they struggle with relaxation. And so we're teaching our children to learn how to do relaxation.
Not only relaxation, but the struggle with sleep, and it's a really important factor. If you're a high performer, you're a mom, you're a business owner, it doesn't matter what you're doing, sleep is super important and should be held super sacred.
Yeah, and I would say the key element as to why this worked so well is because we showed them how to do it. Mm. We did it with them. See, they're not quite ready to be forced to do it because they haven't been taught how to do it. So for us to go in and try to force them to relax was getting ahead of their development.
One other really important one was that we started having the evening meal, the dinner meal, before the sun went down. And this was hugely important. This has been a bit of a revelation for me lately. I know we've done some podcasts on eating and fasting and times for eating, but really eating before the sun goes down, doesn't matter what season you're in,
or winter or summer or
where you are. It really gives the body an opportunity to be done with food and really gives the body the opportunity to go into its cleaning and rejuvenation cycle in the evening. So that's one other really important tip that we sort of picked up, or thing that we sort of stumbled across when we were doing this.
So in parting comments, I would say that the best thing to do is to try a framework that works for you. We've showed you our framework. Pick up the little things that you feel might work for you and try them out with your family. And it's meant to be done in a relaxed way. It's not perfect. I would know because I am a perfectionist as well. So if you learn how to, and that's where we bring the breath into it as well, especially as a mom and as a parent, a lot of the times when I'm exhausted, I would need to manage my own energy, or if I needed to relax, I would need to use the breath to help me relax my own personal energy such that they could see how I was doing it and do that themselves as well.
And if you don't have kids, remember, it doesn't matter. You establish an evening routine that helps you just nice and gently glide into bed at night and have quality sleep.
We're just lucky we have children that taught us how to teach them.
They are our greatest teachers. We have learned a lot of things from these girls, so you know, we honor them.
So we just invite you to have a little play, see what happens.
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for listening to the Breathing Edge podcast with us. We invite you to join the free Breathing Edge community, where you'll get more tips and techniques along with exclusive live breathing sessions via Facebook Live. Just search for the Breathing Edge in Facebook groups and click on the Join Group button to apply. We'll see you in the community. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network. Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.